You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host. I have two co-hosts today, my wife, Tammy Haldeman, and son, Derek. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you. Good to be back on again.
Yeah. I love when you come into town and we sucker you into doing this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon, right, though, isn't it?
It's family bonding.
Right.
Okay. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, guys, is we're going to do a multi-part segment here, and we're going to talk about financial baggage.
Okay? Sounds heavy.
It is a little bit heavy. And you know, Derek, you like the name here as money mentality, because this first part of it is going to talk about the head game.
Right.
Because there's so much of it is psychological.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Definitely. So you know, I think we kind of grow up, we all grow up with a certain money mentality, and frequently people aren't even self-aware enough to really know where their attitudes about money came from until they slow down and actually think about it. So when we look at the five different ways that can leave your financial baggage behind, the first way I want to talk about is to take a look at your family history. And family history, each of you, Derek and Tammy, you guys can each think about something in your adult life now, because Derek, you're 25. We'll call you an adult now.
I finally got the adult badge.
Your insurance can finally get cheaper now that you're the adult male that reached 25.
I just
it
want a gold
similar
star.
Similar to a sheriff's star. That's right. See.
All right. So each of you, tell us one thing quickly that you can see in your adult financial life that came from your childhood.
Well, let's see. My mom is really big about picking up pennies everywhere. I witnessed this throughout my entire life. So she is the one that will find the penny. She doesn't care if it's heads up, good luck, or if it's heads down, bad
luck.
She's just picking up the penny. It doesn't matter to her. It's all good luck. So she kind of taught me that. And so I will actually send her a message, found a penny today, found a nickel, found a dollar. She's like, that's my girl. So
that's funny.
You know, like I can think of that when I, as a kid growing up.
Yeah. That might have trickled down a little bit because
Do you do that too?
I'll pick up change.
Sure, yeah. Why
it
not?
It all spins the same.
That's
so.
Right, man. Dirty or clean, doesn't matter.
Okay, so for me, I could think of all kinds of things that were ingrained in me from my childhood. Growing up really, really dirt poor. And when I say poor, my dad created so many games around saving money. And I've talked about some of them on the air. I mean, all the way down to, there was one time we were so poor that he was trying to increase gas mileage. So every time we were going downhill, he'd turn the car off so we could coast down the hill.
Doug used this when we went to Yosemite.
We did that once, didn't we? We were almost out of gas.
Yeah, literally.
Well, with the stick shift, you can just put it in neutral.
Yeah.
Right, that's what
let
we do.
It, yeah, let
we
it ride down.
Right.
Yeah. So, or if we took a shower, we always had to put the plug in the drain to measure how little water we could use. And if it was wintertime, you'd actually leave the water in there so the heat from the water would help heat the house too. So that's literally like how frugal my family was. So it creates a scarcity mentality. And it took me a long time into my adulthood to realize that the problem with the scarcity mentality, it's really good about being frugal, and I still absolutely hate waste. But if you can start to sift through what are the good things out of those attitudes and what are the bad things. So the good thing is I still don't like waste, and I don't think that's a bad thing, because it's not good to waste things in life. The bad part of it is the scarcity mentality that comes along with it will keep you from making a lot of money. It sends a childhood message to you that you will never be rich. You will never deserve to have a lot of money abundance in your life. And as long as you feel that way, you never will.
Right.
So for me, I had to overcome those things, and I could never reach new income levels until internally I felt like I deserved it. So that's where I could start to see it, which actually leads into number two on our list here of the five ways to leave your financial baggage behind.
Right. It's really just developing that money awareness. So there's the subtle money messages that influence our spending and our saving patterns and everything. So in your everyday way, your money decisions are influenced by everything, people, places, the things you don't even pay attention to, advertising, you know, people that sucker you in, those things in the checkout aisle that tempt you to buy, oh man, I really need this little gadget that flips out to be some umbrella right. and flashlight at the same time. So it's like, you know, do I really need that? And well, just being aware of how you're spending and when you're spending and what is influencing you.
Well, yeah, and even being able to be self-aware enough to realize that maybe something's influencing you from your childhood mm-hmm. that you need to leave behind. It's part of your financial baggage, which was the title of our segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the money mentality that we've brought forward with us from childhood.
Right, and, it's true.
And that self-awareness we can create around it. Number two on the list, and Derek, you want to cover number three?
Number three is about de-stressing your life and the money, how you think about money that way.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing is that when you're under stress, they say that you're using your primal brain, the lizard part of your brain,
right.
which is fight or flight based,
right?
And money isn't necessarily life or death as we might think it is sometimes, you know, it can feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say I've been in that situation, young and being in student debt and trying to think about it in a way that's not just taking the time and focusing on the individual aspect of it.
Right. And, you know, there's been times like trying to make your rent. You were
right.
stressed a bit,
yeah.
you know, and like then having to ask mom or dad or, you know.
Yeah, that's not ideal. I don't like doing that.
right.
But, and I've tried not to. A lot of it's just
yeah, you've been great.
Time out and slowing things down
right.
a little bit.
Using the Einstein brain, as they say, mm-hmm. and the Einstein brain is you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that created it.
Right.
You have
right.
to think differently.
Take a nap on it.
Right.
Right. When we catch ourselves using that lizard brain or in that reptilian brain mentality, it's the most primitive part of the brain, and it doesn't understand any logic.
Mm-hmm.
It is just purely about fear.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
when fear kicks in,
mm-hmm.
we don't make good decisions.
Right. Right. We don't. All right, Doug, number four.
All right. Number four is work with your money style, not against it.
All right. Okay. What's that mean?
So when we think about our money style, like we all have a different style of money. And that's why when I talk about budgeting or talk about different things, we all have to pick something that agrees with how we naturally work. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
once you understand how your brain naturally works with money, then you could find some methods to work around that.
Right. Right. Now I had a girlfriend that she was a compulsive shopper. And so her mind, she would see sale, and it wouldn't matter if it was really $99 the day before, and now it's on sale for $99 today, because
right.
now it's marked up, you know, they show the $115 price, and it's, so in her brain, she saw the word sale, and it meant that she had a deal.
Right.
And
right.
so a couple days with me down at the Lake of the Ozarks,
and she knew
she's
better.
Like, help me, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, you don't need any of this stuff.
Right.
And so trying to help her kind of retrain her brain a little bit, and she's thanked me several times even today, you know, about that.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the five ways to leave your financial baggage behind, and we're starting with the money mentality is, you know, the head game that comes along mm-hmm. with this. So number five on the list,
mm-hmm.
okay, what is that?
This was my favorite, is creating a new money mantra. And so I don't know if any of you have ever said I'm just bad with money, or you've heard people say
I'm irresponsible.
Just bad. I can't seem to get this together. Why do I keep getting in this place? Well, you're operating in your lizard brain, so take Derek's advice, de-stress, and now create your new money mantra and think of positive words to say about you know, you are valuable, you have value. Whatever it is, whatever mantra you want to create, create it. Money is a means to support yourself, give value in your life. It, you know, it is a necessary tool in our lives, in our culture. It is it. The days of bargaining cows for a loaf of bread or magic beans isn't here anymore.
Just magic paper now.
right. Magic paper.
There you go.
It's moving digits from one place to another on
right.
the computer a lot of times.
Right.
So, you know, just again, think about what sort of baggage do you have around money? What has been your mental game? And now you get to recreate that thought process.
In case you want to look at all these mm-hmm. 5 points, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And download the blog post on this where you and your spouse can talk about it and work your way through it and ask yourself the question about some of those habits that you grew up with. And mm-hmm. you, one of the things I think of, a couple years ago, we covered the book, The Big Leap, mm-hmm. by Gay Hendricks.
Oh, yeah.
And in The Big Leap, it talked about the upper limit problem. And the upper limit problem really changed my thinking dramatically once I read this. And the upper limit problem, what it says basically is that in our lives, there's this invisible ceiling that's our upper limit that we set in every area of our life. Okay. And there's this upper limit of how much money we think we deserve in our life, or how much love we think we deserve, how much success we think we deserve. Mm-hmm. Every area of our life, we set this upper limit based on how we feel about ourselves.
And so sometimes we don't even know that we're doing it.
Most people aren't that right. aware of what they're doing. Right. And there's a term called metacognition. And metacognition is basically when you can become really self-aware of all the little steps that go on in your life. And with that upper limit, I had to really start identifying, okay, I had hit a little bit of a ceiling in my income.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I could really start to find a new mantra and start to have different self-talk about it and love myself and tell myself mm-hmm. that I do deserve more,
right,
then all of a sudden my income started to go up dramatically again.
Yep.
So it's one of the things I'll stress that to everybody. The Big Leap is that book by Gay Hendricks. And you actually can search on our website too, because we did an entire show on it. We had the author on.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably almost 3 years ago now.
Yep.
Yeah, very, very good guy. Okay, so we're going to continue this line of thinking. As we're talking about financial baggage, we're going to take it from the mental game to the physical world here, and that is what is the actual baggage that we create in the debt that we create out there, that's the baggage that we try to carry forward in life. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.